UK, Streatham Knifeman named, was convicted terrorist released from prison early. By Jack Montgomery on February 2, 2020. Reports indicate the suspected Islamist terrorist who stabbed people in Streatham, London, had been convicted of terrorism offences previously but was freed from prison early. Sudesh Aman, 20, who wounded two people, one of whom is in life-threatening condition, had been released from prison at the end of January, after serving half of his three-year sentence according to a BBC report. He was shot dead relatively quickly by armed police officers, who had been keeping him under active surveillance, with a third member of the public being injured as a result of the gunfire. Releasing convicts serving non-life, so-called determinate sentences halfway through their terms, automatically, is standard practice in the United Kingdom, with few exceptions. Britain's last radical Islamic terror attack at London Bridge in December 2019 was also carried out by a convicted terrorist, who had been released halfway through his sentence on a tag. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said his government will reveal a blueprint for fundamental changes to the system for dealing with those convicted of terrorism offences on Monday. The Tory leader has already pledged to make serious terrorists and other violent and/or sexual criminals serve their sentences in full. Although this falls far short of Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage's call for terrorists to be given whole life sentences. Standard life sentences in Britain typically see the convict paroled after 10 to 15 years. Some have also called for the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, to use her discretionary powers to deprive existing terror convicts with dual nationality or eligibility for dual nationality of their British citizenship so they can be deported. Although this could only apply to a limited number of terrorists and the government seems reluctant to engage with the idea. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.